Franklin Graham slams Christianity Today. My father Billy Graham voted for Donald Trump. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 20, 2019. Celebrated evangelical pastor Franklin Graham revealed Friday his father, Billy Graham, voted for Donald J. Trump in 2016 because he believed he was the best man for the job. My father knew Donald Trump, he believed in Donald Trump, and he voted for Donald Trump, Graham wrote on Facebook early Friday. He believed that Donald J. Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. Reverend Franklin Graham was responding to an article that appeared Thursday in Christianity Today, a magazine founded by America's pastor Billy Graham, declaring that President Trump should be removed from office. "Since they invoked my father's name, I suppose to try to bring legitimacy to their statements," Reverend Graham wrote, "I feel it is important for me to respond." Yes, my father Billy Graham founded Christianity Today. But no, he would not agree with their opinion piece. In fact, he would be very disappointed, Graham said, noting that the misappropriation of his father's name is what moved him to reveal whom his father voted for in 2016. Reverend Graham then proceeded to offer his own searing indictment of the behavior of House Democrats in their politically motivated, 100% partisan impeachment of the president. "For Christianity Today to side with the Democrat Party in a totally partisan attack on the President of the United States is unfathomable," Graham wrote. "Christianity Today failed to acknowledge that not one single Republican voted with the Democrats to impeach the president. I know a number of Republicans in Congress, and many of them are strong Christians," he declared. "If the president were guilty of what the Democrats claimed, these Republicans would have joined with the Democrats to impeach him. But the Democrats were not even unanimous. Two voted against impeachment and one voted present. This impeachment was politically motivated, 100% partisan. Why would Christianity Today choose to take the side of the Democrat left whose only goal is to discredit and smear the name of a sitting president?" Graham asked. "They want readers to believe the Democrat leadership rather than believe the President of the United States." Reverend Graham next offered a tally of some of the president's accomplishments, asking rhetorically why Christianity Today had not bothered to take them into consideration. "Look at all the president has accomplished in a very short time," he wrote. "The economy of our nation is the strongest it has been in 50 years. ISIS and the caliphate have been defeated. And the president has renegotiated trade deals to benefit all Americans. The list of accomplishments is long, but for me as a Christian, the fact that he is the most pro-life president in modern history is extremely important, and Christianity Today wants us to ignore that, to say it doesn't count?" He continued. "The president has been a staunch defender of religious freedom at home and around the world, and Christianity Today wants us to ignore that? Also, the president has appointed conservative judges in record number, and Christianity Today wants us to ignore that?" The evangelical leader then moved in to discuss the real motivation behind Christianity Today's hit piece on the president. "Christianity Today said it's time to call a spade," he wrote. "The spade is this: Christianity Today has been used by the left for their political agenda. It's obvious that Christianity Today has moved to the left and is representing the elitist liberal wing of evangelicalism. Is President Trump guilty of sin?" Graham concludes. "Of course he is, as we're all past presidents and as each one of us are, including myself. Therefore, let's pray for the president as he continues to lead the affairs of our nation." Follow @WilliamsRome.